In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a very jolly and happy Swedish song about people being like books. And if I would translate some of the lyrics, it would go something like this. There are so many beautiful people who are never really given a chance. Like books in a library, just collecting dust. A simple cover of a masterpiece is all that is shown. If you only see that, you'll miss an entire world, a story worth more than gold. It is a very happy song, I promise. It even ends with a yay. And when it comes to music, Swedish people tend to rejoice in minor, if that makes sense. But the song is also true. Sometimes we miss out on amazing people when we're on our way in life. Passing people like passing the back of the books on a shelf. And I think we almost did that just now. So let's stop and go back to the reading from the Acts. We met someone there. Her name is Lydia. In a few verses, we get to know a lot about her. What happens when we try to see more than a quick glance? When we try to see her world, to get to know her story? Then we meet so much of her. Her personality, her life, her gifts. Lydia from Thyatira. Paul and his friends met her by the river in Philippi. She was a dealer of purple cloth. And we can conclude, just by that information, that she was a wealthy lady. Purple cloth was very expensive, something for the upper part of the society. And she was a worshipper of God. She listened eagerly with an open heart to what Paul had to say. And we are told that she and her household were all baptized. Her household. An independent woman with her own household, selling fancy purple cloth. I think we can call Lydia a proper businesswoman of her time. And it seems as though she is used to give directions and take decisions. She insisted that Paul and his friends should stay at her place, and she wouldn't take no for an answer. And that tells us about a great deal of courage as well. To have Christian people staying in your home at that time must have meant a certain risk. Maybe that's why it feels like Paul said no to start with. But she seemed to have been gifted with both courage and holy stubbornness. And because of who Lydia was, as a person, they stayed.